Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
All right, good morning to everybody checking in on our TikTok. We're live, Bill and Jessica Show TV at Power 101.7 FM. Also, the Power 101.7 Facebook page. We have Jose Quinones, Linda Visa Real Estate in studio. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Good morning.
People want to, you know, connect with you. They want to take that first step, purchasing, selling a home. How can they do that?
302-313-1600. 302-313-1600. Or they can on social media, you know, ask for Jose.
Yes. Now you have, you know, we've seen you from the beginning. Houses with Jose. We've seen you, you know, build up your legacy. When it comes to, you know, building a legacy, what matters more, money or mindset?
Ooh, brother. So I will say this, mindset, man.
Yeah.
And money ain't going to come if you don't got that mindset. You know what I mean?
You're so, right. I was going to say, because some people would be like, well, you got to have money. Because if you have the money, then you'll get the mindset.
I say I can only talk about me and those around me. The ones that I've truly seen thrive are the ones with no money, but that mindset. You're hungry. You're hustling. You're doing what you're crawling. You're doing what you need to do.
Yeah.
Right? To climb to that next level. So mindset is first.
When you started, you know, building your legacy, building what you wanted in life, if you could go back and give yourself, your younger self, some advice, what would it be?
Stay out of your head. Stay out of your head. You know, Jose, stay out of, go. Stop plotting and planning. Go.
Overthinking.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're in sales. Sales is sales. And for me, it's this. You know, there are different tactics. You can buy leads. You can do. No, become a community guy.
Yeah.
Lady. Get involved in your community.
Now, I want to ask you, because, you know, a lot of people move down to this area from the city.
Uh-huh.
They move down from D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, like yourself. Uh-huh. You're a New Yorker.
That's right.
You know, I mean, right now, you're Delmarva.
Well, but I've been here 33 years.
Well, when you first moved down here, you know, you talked about it. It was a little culture shock.
That's big time.
A little bit different.
Big time.
So for people who don't know, where did you grow up? Where were you
New York? I'm from Puerto Rico. I came from Puerto Rico when I was 13 years old.
Right.
And I lived in New York City until my mid-20s.
So you were in the city?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to say that's the trail of all Puerto Ricans in New York. I came to the South Bronx, but I really grew up in Brooklyn.
Okay, so
Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn.
You moved down a little bit different to Sussex County.
Oh, yeah, brother. But I'll tell you, you know, I'm a product of the inner city. So I came down here. I always say Delaware saved my life, right? Because by the time I was 18, I had 3 kids, brother. You know,
wow.
So Delaware, I came down here to Buck Tussle Del Mar. You know what I mean?
So when you moved down, you talk about how important it was to, you know, build up your legacy with community.
Yeah.
How was it for you, and how difficult was it for you, or was it difficult to get involved in the Sussex County community?
I appreciate that. You know, I was a younger man, but at the same time, you know, we're talking about different days too, right? Like now it's so much easier, right? We got technology.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days, there was no Facebook where you can find where can I go? You had to look at, remember the guy was it. Remember the guy?
Yeah.
The guy was it.
Yes.
Right? You needed
the
car, you needed a home, you needed everything. You go to the guy. You know, so I would say it was much harder, but I still made it, right? Because my first job was with, they no longer around, King Cole Cannon Plant in Milton, Delaware. And then I worked at Purdue while I was going to school, and then spent almost 17 years in the substance abuse field, working within the prisons here in the state of Delaware, DUI programs. But I always had a heart for the community. So what I've done, I sought out local pastors. So there's not a pastor or a local church that I haven't been to. You know, when I first was a single pops, I knew that I needed community because I needed a village around me to help raise my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Those were number one. My goal was I want to give these kids an opportunity, something, you know, better than what I had. So it was innate. It was in me that I needed to have my kids involved. So, you know, I had one playing soccer. My daughter was doing, I can never pronounce it right, era una bailarina, ballet.
Oh, ballet. Yeah, yeah. She was a ballerina.
There you go. Yeah. So, you know, we were running all in Milford. It used to be the shop. I would take her there. So, and then my other kid was into the arts. So all my children went to the, when they first opened up the Southern Delaware School of the Arts, mm-hmm. I would go all the way from Milford every morning. It wasn't even a bus back then. So I just got involved through my children in the community.
That's how you do it.
And then through work. Does that make sense? So, but now, to answer your question, anybody moving down here, now, come on. This is like a mini wherever you came from. And because of all the groups on social media, there's no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
You moved down here because of the lifestyle.
Yeah.
But you're still, and then what I love about the area that we live in 2 hours, you could be anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Anywhere. Yeah. Right in the middle.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we have the perfect location.
In 2 hours. I remember when I got my first new car, and I was, man. You couldn't tell me nothing. I had no money, but I had gas money. You know, my kids and I would be in 1 day, I would go to D.C., right? Adams Morgan, hang out, get some culture, and from there shoot a Philly.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
So, yeah.
And then, you know, here we are today.
That's right, brother. Enjoying where I live.
Yeah, are there anything, if you could go back and do a redo, anything, any regrets or anything that you wish you'd done different?
I have no regrets, brother. All I have is lessons and wins, right? So I will say this, that if I had to go, what advice would I give a young individual is just think about, what do you want in life? Slow down. I think the biggest advice I would give somebody is strategically make sure who you want as a partner, right?
Okay.
And what do I mean that? As far as your spouse, who's going to be walking this journey with you?
Your ride or die.
I once again, I can only speak for me and others around me is that we tend to gravitate to men. Man, he or she look good. Right? You know, I want some of that, right? And then that leads into a relationship without us having done some work. Questions, you know? Who your mama? Who your daddy? Who am I going to? Because when you're not just dealing with that individual, you're dealing with the whole tribe. So I think that because you're going to get to a point, even if you are an individual like I was, you know, I can't get right, you're going to get right at some point. And by the time you wake up, you're going to realize that you need, whoever is next to you on that bed needs to be on the same page when you do decide to go get what's yours. And that's just so critical, man, that person is in line with you. So that would be the biggest advice that I would give any young individual. I ain't getting with nobody. Sure. You know, there could be, you know, you that 1%.
When you're an entrepreneur, when you take, you know, a step like this or whatever, or steps, you have to have someone, like your spouse, your number one, your person has to be, you got to have the same mind, like mindset. You got to
make,
they have to support you. You have to support them. Like that's how it is. Same page.
And, you know, real talk, or they just supporting you. Like it's tough. When you are an individual that don't know, you know, I know I want to go in that direction, but I don't know nobody that's in that direction.
Yeah.
That means that you are all in. People say, oh, man, what's that work and life balance? It ain't no such thing. It's just flow. Because something in your life is going to get the most of you.
Mm-hmm.
And there ain't no 50-50.
Yeah.
You know, it's you identify, go, and you go.
100-100.
Mm-hmm.
You go. Something, one or the other, is going to get most of you. But then it's through seasons. Then the next season, the other side is going to get more of you. Mm-hmm. But something in that journey is going to get the better of you. So don't kid yourself. You know, I'm just going to do my 8 hours, 12 hours, then I'm going to come home and just be focused. Nah! It don't work like that.
Yeah.
If you want to be successful in whatever you say success, in whatever you define as success.
Now, you know, once you moved down here, once you started, you know, doing, you know, finding your way, once you got involved in the community and all that, obviously you purchased your own home down here.
Yes, sir.
You know, and like, what was so important about purchasing your home right here on the shore?
You know, that's so crazy, right? Like, oh man, he bought his house. I was 44 years old when I bought my first home, brother. Facts, you know, so I'm not gonna sit here now. But even at that point, I had grown kids, right? My kids were grown. Actually, my daughter and her husband bought a home before I bought mine. But I'll tell you this, the impact that it's had on the mindset of those around me. Mm-hmm. I have no kids that don't own no homes now. It's the influence, mm-hmm. the safety. Now I'm talking about taxes. I'm keeping an eye on my neighbors. Like, yo, man, like the trash can only goes out on Tuesdays. Why is it Thursday and your trash can still out? You know,
right. Right,
you become more community focused, right? Because
Jose, that anonymous one up on the neighborhood app.
Check this out. I'm always saying, right? Like, and even with everything that's happening in this world, right? Like fights and races, and I'll say this: if we all focus on the things, I don't care who you are, you could be yellow. We all care about our family, so we want great schools. We want great neighbors. And if you are a homeowner, you want the property, you want the value of your home to continue mm-hmm. to rise. So even if you don't speak my language, but all three of us are focused on us, we're going to get along. Even if you don't talk to me, when I go away, even if I don't tell you I'm going away because you're my neighbor and we don't like each other, whatever the case, me, you, your cat pissed on my, I don't know. You know, I'm gone, right? Let's say I go on a trip. I guarantee you somebody coming into my house, you calling the cops. You see, those are the things that bind us together. So I am of the mindset that I'm going to focus on them things. My number one priority is me. After that, mi familia. After that, my friends and family. At this point in my life, I don't got too much energy for anything else. But if I focus on that, guess what? The overall community benefits.
Yeah.
The overall mm-hmm. community benefits. So I'm going to stay focused on that.
Jose Quinones, Linda Vista Real Estate. Again, people want to connect with you. They got questions.
302-313-1600.
Anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
Man, I just love life and love everybody around me, brother. You know, I just want to continue to shine for every, because, you know, tomorrow's not promised. So I want to sell some houses.
Yeah, absolutely. Fair? Absolutely. Again, phone number, website.
302-313-1600. And just look me anywhere. AskForJose.com, LindaVistaRealEstateRE.com.
Thank you so much for coming in, my
friend.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, Jose Quinones. It's the Bill and Jessica Show. We got that 8 o'clock coffee mix coming up. Also, after 8 o'clock, we have the Modded Familia Car Club in Studio Nate. Carl Paul going to be here talking about the third annual Rally at Revelation this weekend. And that and so much more on the way.